Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Big money's being dumped into the economy, and some people would have you believe that that's somehow a good thing. We'll get into that story coming up here. You can, of course, share your thoughts about whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And the captain.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts first, though, because you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. There's somebody waiting there. There's people on our phone lines. It's actually been a really busy night tonight on the phones, which is my favorite kind of Free Talk Live, where
indeed,
you get to bring up stuff and, you know, we can talk to you about it. So we're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. We have Eric calling from Pennsylvania, listening to WJET. Hello, Eric.
I'm Eric from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Welcome.
And I think the economy, I predict there will be a Great Depression because they keep pumping, inflating the dollar, and it's just going to all crash. It's all going to crash.
Well, I mean, I've been alive for 47-ish years or so, and, you know, the last, I don't know, 20-ish years, I keep hearing, you know, the predictions of, you know, it's all going to crash and come tumbling down, and it has yet to do so. I realize that it's because of things like, quantitative easing and,
Quantitative easing, yes, exactly.
Well, that doesn't help things.
The dollar.
But... for it to come crashing down completely would require people not conceding to the government when they come in. They go, we've got to bail out these companies with this, all the 2008 stuff, you know?
Yep, the 2008, they got a bigger bailout this time, huh?
So what's it going to look like, Eric? I mean, you call it a Great Depression. What is going to transpire in your mind?
The stock market is going to crash like 1929. That's what I predict for 2020.
2020, okay. I mean, they've managed to keep the plates up in the air, and that's what you're talking about, Captain, that even despite all the negatives, despite all the inflation, they've managed to just keep those plates spinning. You're saying it's on borrowed time. At some point, they're coming down. There's going to be a crash.
Coming down,
What makes you think it's going to be in 2020 versus, 2022 or 25 or,
I heard restaurants are going to start to close starting 2020. They're going to start to close just like the factory started closing.
Restaurants,
there'll be a lot of unemployed people.
Why?
The
why would
economy is the only thing left. I mean, most of the factories are gone. Huh?
Well, why would you say that restaurants are going to close?
Because I've seen online they're going to start laying people off of restaurant work. Huh?
Well, I mean, as long as there's people out there who don't want to eat at home, there's probably always going to be a demand for somebody to cook for them. But I mean, restaurants is a tough business anyway. They're constantly closing. That's just the nature of the business. But you're saying it'll be some sort of large closure. Well, I mean, interesting dire predictions, Eric. Thanks for sharing tonight. Appreciate it.
I'm kind of with the guy in that the math. Right, dictates that it's not going to hold up forever, right? At some point, it's going to happen. It's purely a mathematical equation, right? If you look at it from that perspective, then And also, we're sort of overdue mathematically, again, for some sort of an event. But I am greatly depressed whenever I think about the economy, whenever I look at the national debt clock, right? I don't care, whatever the economy does. When you look at it as an individual and how it impacts you and your bottom line, as a guy who's just trying to work his way through life, it's a depressing topic, right? The truth is often depressing.
Well, the fact that the national debt continues to just balloon over, as you pointed out, president after president doubling and tripling and so on and so forth, and it just keeps getting bigger, and they're never going to pay it off. They don't have any plan to.
Nope.
And of course they love to talk about how it's your debt.
Yeah.
Like you created this debt somehow.
Again, the word national means government, so yeah. The national debt is the government debt.
Right, and then, of course, there's all the unfunded liabilities that they've created, right, like Social Security and all the medical obligations and the military and all the pensions and all this crap that's going to come due. So it's just going to keep getting worse and worse, and you know there's just not enough money out there to keep it rolling, so they're going to have to print. They're going to have to, you know, they can't tax enough,
no.
So they're going to have to print.
They will tax more, though.
Yeah, they will, but printing's a better way to do it because, from their perspective, because, well, then they're not raising taxes, right? You can't blame the politicians for raising taxes if they just print the money, even though that is, in itself, a hidden tax.
It is.
Because, ultimately, the more money they print, like with this $425 billion, which actually isn't printed, it's just going to be put into a computer somewhere.
We were wrong before the commercial break. I said, you know, 300,000 or 300 billion or so. No, I was right. $425 billion, which is what, more than the entire market cap of Bitcoin currently?
I believe more than twice, if not close to three times the market cap of Bitcoin.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, well, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about that in moments. But first, we go to Tim. He's in Michigan. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey, Tim. What's on your mind tonight,
Tim,
dude? Go ahead.
Hey, you know, you talk about the economy and the debt and all that. Well, you know, we have the people we have in running our country right now. Most of them, if I'm not mistaken, are all lawyers, are they not?
Yes, and that's a good reason not to trust them.
Right. Hey, I mean, they're less trusted than what, a used car salesman, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Hey, what's the difference between a lawyer and a catfish?
They're both on the bottom, I know that.
Yeah, one's a scum-sucking bottom dweller,
and the other one's a catfish.
The other one's a fish.
Well, see, they're not worried about the debt, per se, because, like you said, they're never going to pay it off, and there's never any intent to pay it off, either.
Sure, they're riding high with money coming in from taxpayers. They got big money and, you know, big bennies and $100,000
speaking
fees.
The biggest welfare
fees.
Collectors on the planet are politicians.
They'll be sitting pretty.
Right. Well, they really won't when it all comes crashing down.
Oh, they'll still be doing all right because they can always steal money from people.
Well, they think they might flee to other countries and stuff.
But I mean, look at Nicolas Maduro down in Venezuela as an example. I mean, you've got a situation there where the people are literally hungry because they don't have enough food to eat. And it is very tough in a lot of cases living down there. The water is almost undrinkable in a lot of places. It is undrinkable, dangerous in a lot of places. It is a horrifying situation, which has a lot to do with the economic decisions and socialism of the, you know, the government there. But Nicolas Maduro, he's fat.
Right,
he's doing just fine.
Only until his people revolt. They will revolt.
Well, they've tried a few times, but he's managed to stay in power because he feeds the military.
I mean, I have a degree in accounting, so I understand. I mean, my economics professor, and he not only pointed this out once. I mean, I took, you know, two sets of economics courses through him. He's a pretty smart guy, and he pointed this out that fiat currency has never survived anywhere.
No, it can't.
Ever, throughout history.
Yeah, that's a very good point. If you look at all of the history of currency, you are absolutely spot on that it just keeps getting reinvented by the next government that appears.
It was never designed to succeed. It can't. I mean, if anything that you can just create out of thin air, and that's what fiat is, it's just the will. It's the decree of the king to say, this is your money, this is worth something, and then to force it on people.
Your Bitcoin is no different either. It isn't. It's just another form of fiat currency. But you know what? You know what we have in common?
Well, hold on. Before you go on about that, Bitcoin is not like traditionally backed, meaning that one Bitcoin isn't worth a piece of gold or something like that. But it is backed by the power of the network that's behind Bitcoin, the decentralization of it, the uncrackability of it, the unhackability of it, the security of it, the fact that it's in tens of thousands, 10,000 nodes across the world. It can't be shut down. It can't be stopped. The
most importantly, it didn't ask permission to exist, and it's not forced on anybody.
And the inflation rate is predictable. Hold on, before you go on, this is very important. The prediction, you can easily predict how many Bitcoin are going to be created in the next 10 minutes, or the next year, or whatever, because it's predictable. It was set at the beginning of Bitcoin, is not manipulated by politicians, which at any time can just wave their magic wand like they're doing here with 400 plus billion. Tim, if you wanted to hang on, I know you had another point to make. We'll bring you back for that. 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin is not subject to political whims. And so it's a completely different animal. And that's why one Bitcoin's worth over $7,000 right now.
And completely voluntary.
What's your dollar worth? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up what you want here. take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
LibertyCon is coming up April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. It's for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, perhaps for the purpose of career advancement or business or internship opportunities. You can listen to some great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, co-founder, who will speak on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics, will speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And also Nassim Nicholas Taleb spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. And there's more. Go to LibertyCon.com to get more information about the event, who else is speaking, and the events happening there. Plus, you can use code FTL and save $10 on your registration. Discounted hotel rooms are available for everybody staying at the Marriott Marquis there in D.C. And if you are a student and you need some help getting there, they've got travel scholarships available. You can get your early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. We will be there, by the way, broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. We go back to Tim in Michigan. We've been talking about fiat currency and the printing of more money into the economy and the damage that it does. Tim, you had something else you wanted to say. Go ahead.
I think it's more of a debt problem, and it's not just with us. In as much as we owe probably $24 trillion.
Whoa, how did you start? How did you owe $24 trillion? What did you do?
But you? Hold on,
you said we don't owe that, do we? I don't think I owe $24 trillion to anybody.
The U.S. of A.
Oh, you mean the government people? They did it. Yeah, well, I'm not obligated to their debts, are you?
Those lawyers that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
But anyway,
why would you want to pay a lawyer's debt for him? I'm not going to pay their debt.
Well, they're going to be just as bad off as everybody else because money's going to disappear. But anyway, here's my premise. In as much as we owe that much money, China, they don't even disclose how much they owe. I bet it's a good $60 trillion with all the building and stuff that's been going on. And every other country in this world owes debt. And guess what? You just trade debt between countries. They don't even print money. You don't need to print money. You send tanks to Ukraine. Hey, we'll guarantee those loans for you to pay back, the defense contractor. And so, at one point, I liken it to a bunch of ostriches with their heads stuck in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those ostriches, if they're big enough, like, Finland and Greece, they weren't big enough. They were kind of indemnified, and Finland was nothing anyhow. But it's going to take a bigger one to do it. Is one of them ostriches going to pull its head out of the sand? They're going to look around and go, there ain't no way in God's green little earth that we're ever going to pay this money back. And forget it. We're not paying you. And then my next analogy is, remember when you set those dominoes up on the floor all lined up to fall over?
Yeah.
That ostrich is going to kick it over, the first one, and it's going to do the whole world up at one time because everybody's on the dollar.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Tim there in Michigan. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Central banks are to blame for all of this.
And he's right to some extent. Like, we saw, Gaddafi? He tried
to go
gold standard, and then, of course, was invaded by...
They killed him.
Yeah. So the only thing that government currencies are currently backed by, as near as I can tell, is the full face and forth force of their military.
Total violence.
Yeah, and that's it.
Violence.
That's it. Violence, right?
But the military needs to get paid too, right? Because if they, if Maduro stops paying his military guys, if he stops feeding them, how long are they going to keep doing his bidding? You know what I mean? Down in Venezuela. Same thing's true in any state. As soon as the military starts going hungry, something's going to change. Whether it's a military coup, overthrow of the current state or whatever, and that doesn't necessarily mean things are going to get better,
no.
But it does mean that change is inevitable. It's just an absolute mess. You got $425 billion being, says here, printed, according to Cointelegraph. I suspect it's mostly going to be incremented in computers. This is the story that that you had brought in here tonight. I don't know if we're going to get into any of the details, but, I mean, there's really not much else you need to know besides the fact that they're continuing to print money and put that into the economy. And there's actually somebody in our Twitch chat room who, he said there was an upside to printing money, and I asked him, well, what's the upside? And he says, controlling the value of wealth during long periods of uneven accumulation. I don't even know.
I mean, okay, sure. If you're already in control, right? My personal prediction, just to sort of circle back to the whole the collapse thing, my personal prediction is we will start to see some of that when the world goes away from the dollar as the reserve currency. Right now,
yeah, that's another thing that people have been talking about for decades, but it hasn't really materialized.
Well, right, because they're all afraid that, you know, we're going to drop some bombs on them.
Hmm. A legitimate concern.
Yeah.
Although I don't think China has that concern.
I mean, probably not, but, like, do they really want that to happen? I don't know. If anybody can do it, they can. Not that I'm, like, rooting for them to do so. I just feel like my personal opinion is that when, you know, some countries begin to sort of move away from using the dollar as the reserve currency is when we'll start to see some of those dominoes fall over, as the previous caller mentioned.
The gentleman in the Twitch chat, Fallacious AI, says, I'm not an expert on quantitative easing, but I've listened to debates on it and can tell when someone oversimplifies a vastly complex topic.
Well, I mean, quantitative easing, just those two words put together, it's what governments do. They make up new words. It's like it's like kinetic military action. Well, what is kinetic military action? Is that a vastly complex topic? Nope.
No.
You know what it is?
Violence.
Bombing people.
Yeah. Right.
Kinetic and military action.
Quantitative easing's printing money, but it doesn't sound like that, right? So if they said, hey, we're printing money, that may not sound as good to people, right? Like, quantitative easing, it sounds like some smart people thought up some things, and they're doing smart things because they went to school for smart people things.
That's the other part. Like,
no.
A lot of folks have that sort of brainwash, that fog that they're in, where they think that the people in charge are much smarter, than they are. You know,
these are people who failed at doing anything productive in life, so they became politicians.
Yeah.
And if you think that the people who are in charge of the Federal Reserve aren't politicians, those are absolutely political positions.
Yeah.
So they're powerful political positions, no doubt. I mean, those who control the money, I mean, basically control everything. I don't know if it was Rothschild or whoever that's famous for saying that, but he's right. And there's no reason to overcomplicate this. It doesn't matter what they do. They print money, it's going to devalue the rest of the money. You don't need a degree in economics to
economics
figure this out.
Is simple. It's supply and demand.
Right. You supply more money, well, guess what? The value of money drops.
Right.
And it doesn't have anything to do with, he uses the term, controlling the value of wealth. You're misusing the term wealth. Wealth is like a total amount of, you know, value. It's not, money isn't wealth. It's just an indicator of a fraction of the wealth that you have. Wealth is so much more than money. It's the ability to do things, the ability to, you know, air conditioning is wealth, right?
Freedom to me is wealth.
Freedom is wealth. The ability to be able to walk away from a responsibility that you have and have that thing keep going without you having to do much about it. That's wealth. There's so much in this world that is wealth, and money is just a fraction of it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3 733. You can share your thoughts. Get on the lines with us here. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Beautiful little puppy. I mean, they walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It was a historic week in Washington. Following Thursday's 14 hours of debate, the House Judiciary Committee on Friday sent two articles of impeachment to the full House. A vote is scheduled for next week.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
Your article is agreed to.
The partisan debate continued after the vote.
For Democrats, impeachment is their drug.
Look past the Republicans' obstruction and lies.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has angered Democrats by coordinating with the White House over a likely Senate trial, insists that the president won't be removed from office and says he wants the whole thing done quickly. The House will likely vote on the articles on Wednesday. President Trump is tweeting that it's not fair he's being impeached because he's doing nothing wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, freedom, live Saturday edition. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the artist currently known as Captain Kickass.
And have you heard of Caleb Jones? He's the creator of Alpha Male 2.0. You can listen to the replay of the webinar with Caleb that is complete with Q&A at alpha.freetalklive.com. Caleb has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and date women under their terms. He asks questions like, 1, what good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? 2, have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? 3, have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? To some, what Caleb teaches is controversial. However, he's not creating sound bites for shock value. He believes deeply in the Alpha 2.0 way of life, and he wants to help you be more than just a beta male, or even more than an alpha male. He wants to help you become an alpha male 2.0. You can listen to the replay of the live webinar with Caleb on demand and complete with Q&A at alpha.freetalklive.com. That's alpha.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the Federal Reserve injecting at least $425 billion into the economy by the middle of next month. Story from Cointelegraph.com. We haven't really gotten into it because we're going to your phone calls first. That's what's most important. So we go back to it. We have Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, man, boys?
Hey, Larry, go ahead.
Hey, look, you know, you guys talk about all this money and stuff. There's no use in us worried about a national debt. There's nothing we can do to solve that problem. Here's what I'm talking about. When we talk about China, they already have an economic war going on with us when they send fentanyl over here and they give their businesses a tax break for producing fentanyl in laboratories right out in the open in China and serving it up in our country every day. So I just, what that's the more important subject, but what I call about, I've been throwing up lately, right? Because
oh, no.
There's so much talk. Not literally, you know.
Oh, okay.
We were concerned.
I was worried about you there.
Yeah, we were concerned for your health.
No, I'm pretty healthy. But anytime, I'm seeing a campaign now because of grant money, right? Somebody
campaign?
Got grant money to deal with suicide, teen suicide. More and more commercials. The airways being flooded with commercials. Now the final straw. They actually have a training session to train you how to spot somebody who's getting ready to commit suicide so you can turn them into a therapist. And the police will go and pick them up and make them get therapy. So it's just sick, you know. And they talk about sex trafficking, right? Don't say about sex trafficking. Don't do it, okay? But then you got pornography, right? Then you got the context where some 14, 15-year-old girl is watching porn, right? And she says, well, I like to get into this. They got the contacts you can get right in there. So
Hold on. Slow down a second here. Wait. Where do teenagers go when they want to get into porn? Because I'm pretty sure that's not legal. Like, what are you saying in L.A.?
They go to Pornhub.
Pornhub?
Pornhub, and what, you know what Pornhub is. Don't
it's a website, yeah. What are you saying?
Here's what it is. Now, I didn't know. I used to watch porn a lot myself. I don't do it no more.
Okay.
If I can help it. But the thing about it is...
There's the disclaimer.
This is really gutting people out. They have the pictures of young girls having porn, right? Then they interview them and say, where'd you come from? How'd you get hooked up with porn? They tell how they done it and everything else. So, you know, Harvey Weinstein and them... They try to act like they were so bad and everything. They was laying money down, getting girls to come and do things they wanted to do with them. And it keep on going on. You're going there talking about how to deal with women if you want to. You know, the way to do that is pay up front. That ain't no secret. And another thing, if you have a job, I never had a regular job. Except my last job I had.
You lucky bastard.
Larry, I'm still not sure what you're getting at here tonight. I mean, it sounds like you're rambling about teenagers joining Pornhub.
But what I'm talking about...
I'm pretty sure Pornhub isn't going to allow a 14-year-old girl on their website, knowing
that.
Yeah,
well, they got scenarios, and they have actors acting like that, you know. That's why these men are going.
Oh, you're saying they're over 18, but they're acting... So, like, barely legal. I got you.
That's right, yeah. All that stuff. You know the titles, don't you? In any case, let's just level with each other. They are trying to say stop sex trafficking, and they got sex trafficking going on right on Pornhub and all the other porn
sites.
No,
that's not sex trafficking. That's just porn.
No, it's not. It's acting. But
it's not sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is the forcible forcing human beings into sexual service of other human beings with or without pay.
That's the bottom line.
It's forced.
That's the bottom line.
That's not what you're going to see on... Pornhub is not going to allow video of sex trafficking on their website if they find out
that's what it is.
They
have actors that portray it that way, but...
Maybe they do. That's not sex trafficking. That's just acting.
And most people are going to not draw that line when you're...
When the plumber has sex with a bored housewife in a porno, that doesn't mean that every plumber is having sex with bored housewives. I mean, it may be more common than you think, but I don't know. I'm not either of those things.
I mean, we have really gutted our kids out. You know, they don't have a chance. I mean, we done sold them out. And, you know, I was at a city council meeting the other night here in Indianapolis. What they've done in the state of Indiana since
time.
Well, yeah, go there to Channel 16.
I've been to enough damn city council meetings. I'm sure I'll go to another one, but my God, they're boring. What were you there for?
I brightened it up because there were a couple of issues I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about where the state of Indiana have a statute now where they consider juveniles, you know, juveniles to be wards of the federal government. They've transferred that guardianship, and all their courts are operating in that manner. So if you have this, what you call a guardian ad litem, she can take a 13-year-old into court and have him convicted of a federal felony. So he
well,
can stay a long
like
time
a
in jail.
Larry,
so
thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Just to be clear, human sex trafficking is a crime that doesn't have anything to do with, you know, legal pornography.
Right.
Usually sex traffickers don't want their victims to be publicized, so I don't think that they would typically record video of them
right.
engaging in it. Number one, their clients don't want to be publicized. Number two, their victims, they don't want them publicized because they're usually being looked for by law enforcement or their family members, private investigators, things like that. So they usually want to keep that stuff on the down low if they're going to be sex trafficking people. So I don't think those two worlds, I mean, by no means am I an expert in either of them, but I'm pretty sure those two worlds don't tend to cross over very often. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about the subject of sex trafficking other than it's disgusting.
Obviously. It's sex slavery. I mean, you know?
But the difference between sex trafficking and Pornhub is consent
yes.
and
yeah.
it being voluntary.
And, yeah, it's voluntary and consensual when people get involved in pornography. And if it's not, then it's a crime.
Correct.
Because then you're forcing somebody to do something against their will, whether they're underage or whether they're of age. If there's force involved, it should be a crime. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Daniel. He's in North Dakota listening to KNOX.
Sweet.
Hello, Daniel.
Well, it has nothing to do with what I called in for, but in reference to your last caller.
Yes, sir.
I know in some states, if not all states, it's illegal to pose as an underage, as a minor, if you're doing pornography.
You can't even cosplay as a minor.
No. It's illegal to act as a minor.
It's illegal to, whoa, just to be clear, you're saying it's illegal for someone who's over the age of 18 to pretend as though they are under the age of 18?
Yes.
Really?
That's my understanding. I know I think California passed a law that said that.
Interesting.
And should be. It should be illegal.
Why?
Because all you're doing is getting pervert Jolly Rogers off.
Oh, so they can't do that without your help, right?
I don't think pretending should be illegal, dude.
Pretending should not be illegal.
Yeah.
Come on. But stand by. You were calling about something else, so we'll bring you back here, Daniel.
Right.
Stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Pretend is just a fantasy. And if you disagree with the fantasy, well, that's fine. But just because you have a disagreement with someone's fantasy doesn't mean they belong in jail. There's more coming up here in moments.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
Peter Griffin.
Sorry, it's Captain Kickass.
HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, Captain Kickass. That's where you want to go if you're a business owner. Or just an individual who wants to make it easier to take cryptocurrency from customers that you might have. Maybe you go and you perform a service. You know, go to people's houses and do a thing for them, clean the house, or you're a plumber or whatever it is you do. And you go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That is if the woman of the house isn't paying you in some other way, as we were discussing earlier. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com will allow you to accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, or Dash at your point of sale. And it's being used a lot in New Hampshire, also Thailand. Bangkok is a fairly big place for HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and the AnyPay app.
Nice.
Yep. In fact, AnyPay's got a pretty cool little map that actually shows you where the businesses are on the planet that are using AnyPay. It's still a new company. I mean, so you're not going to see spots everywhere, but the places where they are, they're active, and people are using AnyPay. That's what the company is that's doing HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. You don't have to jump through any ridiculous hoops to get started. You just download the AnyPay app for iOS or Android devices. There's also a web version as well. So pretty much anybody can use this thing. You set it up by putting your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end of the software, and then all your crypto payments just goes straight to your crypto wallet. It's super easy. You don't have to fill out paperwork. You don't have to wait on some bureaucrat to make a decision. You don't have to pay any kind of fees. You really, if you're ready to start accepting cryptocurrency, you're just minutes away from doing it. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. If you've already got a tablet or a smartphone at your point of sale, you're almost done. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the process there. We go back to Daniel in North Dakota listening to KNOX. There, go ahead, Daniel.
All right, so in my opinion, when it comes to saving your money, if you want your money safe and secure, you skip the stock market. You skip your 401k and the banks and all that. Put your money into guns and gold. I don't believe we're looking at an immediate recession coming up.
But guns and gold will always be safe. Worldwide, globally.
Well, except for if the government comes along to try to confiscate them. I mean, and there have been a couple of instances where that's actually happened.
Well, yeah, supposedly West Virginia is going to institute the National Guard to go door-to-door to institute their assault weapons ban.
Is that happening in West Virginia? I have not heard about this.
It was on the radio 2 days ago, I suppose. I heard it on the radio where they're talking about it. They're not doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
But
right.
They're talking about it.
Well, they should stop talking about it and never do it.
Yeah, definitely. All that's going to happen, you're going to get a standoff and end up with a war on your hands, more or less.
Now, what did they do back? Does anybody know how they did the gold confiscation back in the day? Did they actually go door to door, or was it just like, all right, turn it in? We want your gold.
Well, the way that it was instituted was bullion became property of the U.S. government, period.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had raw gold, you could still own raw gold and sell.
Really?
What's the difference?
That's the way I understand.
I should know this.
Bullion is melted down and put into brick. It's purified, got all the impurities out.
I see. So if you just had like a hunk of gold that you just, you know, took out of a mountain or something like that.
Right. If I went to South Dakota pan for gold and I got me a chunk, then that's raw gold versus it's melted down and all that. Okay, I got you.
Exactly.
I see. Hey, look, I don't disagree with you just I'm just kind of, you know, calling, you know, some of the points that could be made against what you're saying. I think that it's definitely true. Guns tend to hold value, right? Yeah. They're in short supply, and if the S hits the fan, people are going to want them.
Ammunition specifically,
ammo,
too.
For sure, yeah. It's easier to trade those.
I own a gun that was worth, it cost $55 in 1944 when it was made.
Yeah.
Right now it's worth $450.
Okay, nice. That's not bad.
And I know that ammunition specifically has been used as currency, too.
Yes.
This is where the term shot comes from. When you go to the bar, I'd like a shot of whiskey, please.
Oh.
It's because they would trade one bullet,
really?
One shot, for that particular size pour of whiskey.
Wow.
And I learned this a few years ago, and I saw it repeated on my favorite science fiction television show that I'm spoiling for anybody right now, called The Expanse, where, like...
Yeah, you're wearing the T-shirt.
There was,
right?
I am. This is the Ross Sinante T-shirt, for those of you viewing us on Twitch and DLive. I'm wearing a T-shirt. But one of the characters was at the bar in this, you know, faraway galaxy or what have you, and he was putting down, you know, one bullet for every shot that the bartender was pouring. And I'm like, that's accurate.
Wow, very cool. And gold has historically been a great hedge against inflation, as we talked about earlier. People value gold for good reasons. It's not fiat like we were talking about with government money, where the government forces you to accept it. Gold is money, is valuable because it's useful, because people, not only is it pretty to look at, but it's also useful in various industrial applications. So it will, as time continues on, continue to likely be useful, and because it's in short supply and no one's figured out how to make gold from, you know, nothing, or just like, you know, from atoms or whatever.
Can't 3D print it yet.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If you consider guns into the factor, then even if your gun loses value, if you have ammo, it still has value.
Yeah, that's true. And ammo's a lot easier to trade than guns. I mean, if you've got a gun, you may not want to trade the gun away for a chicken, but you may be able to trade away some ammunition for something like that. Thank you, Daniel, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Now, gold is... I've always liked, you know, precious metals. Before cryptocurrency came along in 2009 with the introduction of Bitcoin, here on Free Talk Live, we've always been big fans of alternative currencies.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the... what they call it, associates with the Liberty Dollar, which was kind of like the biggest alternative currency.
Bernard
von Nothaus.
Yeah, that guy.
The creator of that. Yeah, I was one of the associates for that. So, you know, I had a bunch of the Liberty Dollars and was trying to, you know, get people to accept the Liberty Dollar, but it was not easy to get people to.
And you see those things pop up from time to time. Not necessarily the Liberty Dollar, but like communities sometimes they'll have their own, you know, community buck. You know,
so the Ithaca Hour would be a good example of that. That was one of the first ones of what you're talking about. The problem with the Ithaca Hour and the similar ones, there's the Mountain Hours in, I think, Colorado, and there's, what's the one in Western Massachusetts? There's one in the Western Massachusetts.
Well, and I was...
The Berkshires.
Berkshires, right. I was at a strip club some time ago, and they encouraged you to use your credit or debit card to pay instead of using cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did is they created their own currency called Beaver Bucks. Right. Yeah, I know. And, you know, instead of getting 10 for $10, you'd get like 12 for $10, right? Uh-huh. So they give you a couple of more than what you would if you just brought in cash, right? And that's to encourage you to pay their like $3 fee to use the credit card machine or what have you, whatever they charge on top of that, right? So, you know, and it's what you think it is, right? Somebody just invented this black and white.
Currency.
They printed it on the printer in back in the office of the strip club, right? They cut them out by hand, right? They probably had the girls in back, like slicing paper, you know, that kind of a thing. But
the problem with
it was interesting that, like, they invented their own currency within their business.
This is common. I mean, that is what a coupon basically is. Yeah. It's private currency. Your Disney bucks or whatever, these are private currencies.
Camel bucks, the old cigarettes, right? The camel dollars.
That's all legal. You know, it's all totally legal for you to come up with something like that. But the problem with the Ithaca Hour and these other ones is that anyone can print, you know, the central manager of this currency can inflate the supply as they want. So the problem is the same as the U.S. government. Also, they usually base them on the government currency as well. So with the Ithaca Hour, which was a success, it started, I believe, in the 1970s. It was one guy who, you know, got this idea out there, and 1 hour was worth 10 U.S. dollars. And what he would do is he would recruit businesses to pay their employees, or at least offer to pay their employees in the hours, and then other businesses were offering to accept them as payment and so on and so forth. And if a business signed up, they would get some hours from this guy. He would just issue them free money. And that was another problem, right, because he's just issuing this currency. Well, how much of it is he issuing? Well, you have to believe him on whatever he says the answer to that question is.
Right.
So, you know, maybe he was honest. Okay.
It's a cool idea.
Well, it's an okay idea. Yeah. It's just, you know, maybe he was honest. Or maybe he wasn't.
Right.
And you don't really know because you can't really independently audit him because how do you know he didn't print money out and put it under the table when he shows you the books or whatever? Like, you don't know.
But we should mention the Utah Goldbacks, though.
I was intending to mention the Utah Goldbacks. So Goldbacks are pretty cool. They're not a sponsor, but I would love them to be. Goldback, Utah Goldback, just look it up. I think it's Goldbacks or Goldback.com.
Yeah,
I'm not sure which one. But they've made it so you can actually take gold and pay people with it. And because you can't give somebody an ounce of gold unless you're buying a car from them or something like that, right? Like buying something, you know, you cannot buy a newspaper with an ounce of gold. There's no way somebody's going to make change for that. But now the gold bag people have come up with easily spendable, beautiful, foldable, like you can manipulate these things.
Put them in your wallet
they
like
look
a regular
like bills.
Bill.
Yeah, but they're way prettier. And they're as small as $3 worth of gold. It's amazing. I've got them in my wallet right now. Hour 3 is coming up.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me, so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.